You're listening to the Queen of Manifesting Podcast. Welcome to the Queendom. In this podcast, the Queen of Manifesting herself, Kelly Walker, will teach you how to manifest everything you need to live your purpose at a higher level. And now, your Queen, Kelly Walker.
Hi, it's Kelly Walker, the Queen of Manifesting, and welcome to the podcast. This podcast is going to be an episode number one of a new mini-series I'm going to do for the next probably month about the reasons you aren't successfully manifesting the things you want, even though you're trying. In this series, I'll address the things that have stopped me and also things I have seen my clients get stopped by. So there are going to be several episodes on the topic. And in my book, The Drive-Thru Method of Manifesting, I included a chapter on troubleshooting for when your manifesting efforts don't seem to be working. And these next few episodes of the podcast will go deeper than I went in the book and also give you some really great ways to break through those frustrating blocks that keep popping up when you are doing your best to manifest. So this week, we're going to address the unhappy phenomenon of the SOS. In regular usage, an SOS is a call for help, often given by Morse code, or in the movies, rocks on the beach, spelling out the letters SOS. Now, I looked it up. It doesn't actually stand for anything, so it's not an acronym. Although many people have adopted Save Our Ship as a popular meaning. But really, it's just a distress signal. And it consists of three short, three long, and three short, well, anything. Taps, tones, flashing of lights, etc. As humans, we have the ability and the tendency to send out energetic SOS signals when we are feeling subconscious discomfort about our goals. Your energetic messages go out and they're picked up by people who are somehow energetically connected to you in one way or another. So this could be family, it could be coworkers, friends, employers, employees, clients, fans, followers, and then also negatively, it could be enemies, people that are mad at you, people that resent you, people that think about you in a bad way, but still they're thinking about you. So they are energetically connected to you in one way or another. So there are many people who are tuned in to you and will receive the call, even though it is both sent out and received unconsciously. You don't know you're sending it, and they don't know that they're receiving it, and they also don't know that they're acting on it. You will simply feel aggravated and frustrated that once again, someone has kept you from getting your action steps accomplished. I've done so many episodes on the function and the power of your subconscious mind and how it is one of the biggest obstacles to manifesting for most people. Some days I feel like it is my biggest enemy. One of the most effective ways it has of keeping you from manifesting that dangerous thing you want in your life is to make sure that your family or friends feel compelled to distract you with something that seems too urgent to ignore, or they get you upset so that your vibration drops dramatically. Even though your goal is not actually dangerous, it feels new or uncomfortable to your subconscious mind, who is actually in charge. And that goal could maybe possibly someday lead to not safe or not alive far forward into the future. Therefore, your subconscious mind will do anything it can to stop you from going down that dangerous path, like making you send out an SOS, thereby getting your loved ones to distract you. These distractions are tailor-made for each person, but here are some generally universal SOS call responses. Your child gets sick, or they fall out of a tree and break a bone, or they forget to give you the message about the school party that you were assigned to bring treats for, and it's today. Or they can have meltdowns, emotional outbursts that cannot be ignored, or existential crises, or even, unfortunately, talk of suicide. However your child responds to your energetic SOS, just know that they are doing it subconsciously, and be grateful that they love you enough to get sick or hurt for you. Yes, it sounds terribly twisted, but they are responding to your call for help the best way they know how, and it is all subconscious. Sometimes it's a boss who answers your distress call of, please don't let me reach this goal because it's uncomfortable. Boss interference can come in many forms, the most common of which is probably the unexpected mandatory overtime. As in, this project just got bumped up to urgent, so I'm going to need you to work all day Saturday. It can also come in the form of inconsiderate behavior that triggers you, resulting in a huge drop in your vibration. You can't manifest anything good when you are in a low vibration, so it's an easy way to keep you from your goal. Maybe your boss changes your department where you sit, or maybe has to give you a pay cut, or puts you in charge of something that you don't want to be put in charge of. There's so many things that your boss could do to lower your vibration. Just remember, the people at work, again, they're just answering your very strong subconscious plea to save you from that scary thing you thought you wanted to manifest, so you can't really hold it against them. Practice forgiveness frequently, especially at work. Often, if you are married, it's your spouse who ends up answering your SOS. And the best way they can stop you from moving forward is to start an argument. It is easy for your spouse to push those exact buttons that cause you to either blow up or give up. But remember, they are not making a conscious choice to hurt you. They are feeling compelled to suddenly get irrationally upset over the way you parked the car last night, or over the lack of orange juice in the fridge, or any other random thing that normally they wouldn't even notice, much less get aggravated about. All right, now that you know that these behaviors showing up in your loved ones or coworkers, boss, employees, etc., is simply an answer to your SOS call, can you now step back and look at the triggering situations with a new perspective? What if you could see the specific cause and effect with the knowledge of what was really happening? I have one client who just learned about SOS signals last week, and she said it has been life-changing for her. When her kid had a huge meltdown, she recognized that the meltdown was absolutely happening because of her own fear of the huge action step she had just taken towards a very scary goal that she really wants to accomplish. But realizing that his meltdown was an act of love in subconscious response to her own fear Suddenly, all the emotional charge drained out of the situation, and she could calmly assess things and see it for what it really was. And that changed the whole course of her day. This knowledge is empowering and almost even magical. So I invite you to use it to manage your emotions whenever your friends, family, whoever, give you what you are subconsciously begging them to give you. When you can let go of that anger and frustration, you can get right back into manifesting properly and not be distracted from your goal. Plus, the sabotaging behaviors from those around you will die down as you face your fears and move forward with confidence and purpose. I hope this episode really helped you guys. I think that this information is something everyone needs to know and that everyone needs to use when manifesting, and especially when dealing with their family, answering their SOS calls. So that is it for today. Tune in next week. We're going to talk about more things that go wrong when you're trying to manifest and how to fix them. Thanks again for listening. I love you guys. I love helping you manifest. Please, if you have not yet, come join my Facebook group, which is called Manifesting Influence, and you can find a link to it in the show notes. And of course, you are always welcome to email me any questions you have about manifesting. And if you go by my website, I now have a button in the top right corner to book a free phone call where we talk about what you're trying to manifest and how I could help you. So that website is www.thequeenofmanifesting.com. Thequeenofmanifesting.com. All right. I will see you guys next week. Have an amazing day and happy manifesting. Hey guys, thanks for listening to my episode today. In the show notes, you will find links to today's guests or links or anything I have mentioned, including my Facebook group, my book, and upcoming events. Now, if you want to be at my next retreat, where we will break arrows with our throats and walk on fire, the upcoming one is in June of 2022. So check that out. I will put the link for that in my show notes. Also, we can sign you up for any kind of coaching program, from breakthrough coaching to becoming a speaker to learning how to manifest. So those can all be found on my website, and I'll put the link in the show notes too. So thanks for being a part of this community. Come join the Facebook group and learn how to manifest all of your dreams. I will see you guys next time. Bye.